Allen Marine began offering wildlife tours out of Sitka in 1970.
Now, if we do need to don personal flotation device or life vest, the captain will instruct us when and when to do that.
More than 40 years later, it's a major player in the day trip market, running ships out of Ketchikan and Juneau, as well as its Otter Ridge hometown.
But you can see the little pup right on Mom's stomach. She keeps looking back at us and is kind of like giving the backstroke there.
About 3 years ago, the Clinkett family-owned company decided to expand into a new market. It created Alaskan Dream Cruises, sailing two ships on multi-day voyages starting in 2011. This summer, it will add a third vessel. The 62-passenger Baranoff Dream will take longer trips.
So it's been built to slow the itinerary down and just enjoy the scenery.
Michael Ween is Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Alaskan Dream Cruises.
We want to make sure that we build in these additional days to enjoy the marine life that might be in the vicinity or a spectacular scenic day and general interest of the guests.
Its new 11-day itinerary will call on Petersburg, Cape, Skagway, Haines, and Juneau. It will also sail to Glacier Bay, Tracy Arm, Hobart Bay, and a couple Captain's Choice stops. Alaskan Dream is one of about six small cruise companies operating in Southeast. Their offerings range from yachts carrying a dozen passengers to a replica Victorian-style steamship with a capacity closer to 100.
I think those smaller cruises are so very important to those smaller communities.
Shelley Wright is Executive Director of the Southeast Conference, an organization of regional leaders that promotes economic development.
Having those boats with even 10, 12 people on them is huge for those communities. They get to showcase their art and their culture, and I think the people traveling on those cruises, that's what they're expecting.
Several, including Sitka's Alaskan Dreamline, are trying to fill the gap left when Cruise West went out of business 2 years ago. The Seattle-based company has been a major player in the international small cruise market. Some of its ships were sold to other small lines. Michael Ween of Alaskan Dream says that's where its newest vessel comes from.
It's formerly the Spirit of Alaska, built for 78 guests, and we've brought down the capacity, which allows for more personal space and enjoyment of really a great vessel in pursuing the area around Southeast Alaska.
We're kind of a smaller town, and it's hard for the large ships to get in here.
Dave Berg runs Petersburg's Viking Travel, which offers tours to small trip passengers. He says lines like Alaskan Dream are welcome in his community, while the big ships are not.
And that certainly causes a lot of angst amongst individuals in town that like to keep Petersburg as a small community as it is without, you know, attracting large ships.
Berg says the new ship will be able to tie up near downtown, so it'll be within walking distance of Petersburg City Center.
So that will be great for the folks who have small businesses in town, for walking tours that Alaska Dream does in town. And I think it'll be great for the economy here.
Other companies sailing small ships in Southeast include American Cruise Lines, Intersea Discoveries, American Safari, Lindblad Expeditions, and Fantasy Cruises. Some sail from Seattle, while others operate only within the region. Their low passenger counts mean higher fares. Ween says berths on the new Baranoff Dream will start at about $2,700.
We're anticipating raising rates as the demand continues and the economy slowly improves. So rates vary depending on the size of cabin and could go up to $8,000 per person on some of the longer cruises.
This summer's jump from two to three ships is part of Alaskan Dream's long-term business plan. It means sailings will increase from 31 to 43. No more ships are expected to join the fleet, at least for now, but Ween says new itineraries will be offered. Meanwhile, other small lines also plan expansion. American Safari Cruises, for example, will begin sailing the 88-passenger Legacy this summer. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Juneau.